Hey, how are you doing? It's been a minute since I got on here. It's been a second since I got on here. I didn't have to go anywhere today, so I am totally free. I am in my squeaky desk chair. There you go. You hear it? There you go. It's squeaking every now and then. Nah, I had to go ahead and record this real quick. I finally seen R. Kelly allegations, the 3-show special. I seen the whole thing, and my comments are still up and down. Only reason it's up and down, cause right, it's weird how it comes out right when everybody is talking, like, we're not even talking about the president or the president shutdown. We're talking about R. Kelly. Like, no one cares about Trump, but that's the weird deception how the United States been built. I'm sorry, that's how it is. Now, one other thing about that whole situation is this. Now, okay, Robert Kelly, hold on, Robert Sylvester Kelly, yes, that's his middle name. If you living under a rock, you don't know he had allegations of sleeping with younger women and everything else. Now, I understand that a lot of people, especially when you have money and stuff like that, especially younger girls, you probably can take advantage of, and that probably is the case. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna always be up and down with it because any case that comes out, we just don't know. I'm not really defending the man. I'm saying, yes, that man needs some help off rip. And I think that even his music kind of was like, I'm a little perv, you know what I'm saying, to a point. But it's crazy because he could come out today and come out with the song and be like, I'm a little perv. If he do it and write it, it would be good. But I think he would have to wait 3 or 4 years to come out with that song. But the main point of my story is not about another R. Kelly situation. What it is about how I almost went to jail because of R. Kelly. Now, a lot of people be like, man, what? I know it sounds like, I think that's going to be the title of this video. It sounds like, what? You never met R. Kelly a day in your life? No, I've never met R. Kelly. So, not at all. No. But let me tell you how I almost went to jail off R. Kelly. And I'm going to tell you about a similar incident also. Basically, this is how it goes. So, I live on the street. And around the corner, down the street, couple blocks, is a grocery store / beauty supply / Rite Aid / dollar store. It was a whole plaza. So, the R. Kelly first scandal was going out about the sex tape. So, you know, people was talking about it and everything else. Me, I never, like, when it's some hype like that, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I'm out. And I continue with my day. Because to have it really affect your day, no, it's not me. That's not my style. So, I walked to the store. Let's go back to the story. I walked to the store, and a guy was up there, and he was like, hey, man, I got that, I got these DVDs, man. You know, in my hood, people sell bootlegs. So I got this other movie. I even got that R. Kelly sex tape. I know you want to see that. I'm like, nah. I'm asking him for about a, what was I asking him? About an action movie. He was like, dang, I just ran out of that. But I got that R. Kelly. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to see it. Man, you have to see it, bro. It's the craziest. It's R. Kelly. I'm like, what? So he talking to me and everything. Yeah, man, it's R. Kelly. He really on there, man. It's him. And I think he peed on a girl. I'm like, no, I don't want to see that. I'm good. So he talking about it like it's just the best thing in the world. So I'm like, oh, all right. You know, just making general conversation. I'm just a nice guy. That's it. I really didn't want to see the tape. I'm good. And man, I got the DVD. I'm telling you, bro, all you got to do, man, you know what? I got it for 10. I'll give it to you for 5. By the time this guy kept talking to me, he was talking about giving me the DVD for $3. I'm like, dude, I came up here real quick to buy what I had to buy and go back home. So he followed me a little bit. Man, I got you, man. Come on, man. You might as well get it. Man, I tell you what, you get a DVD and I'm going to give you the R. Kelly thing. So I'm like, dog, what? Nah, man, I'm all right. You ain't had the DVD. I want it. Then he said he had it. He like, you know what, bro? I think I do got it. I got it. I'll give you the DVD you want and the thing. So I'm like, dog, my man just seemed too pushy. So I went to the store, came out, did what I had to do. When I went in the store, he was talking to somebody else, and I overheard him. He said, I got that R. Kelly. So I went in the store, came out. As I came out the store, guess what? The person he was telling he had the R. Kelly to, yeah, police surrounded this fool. Let me tell you why. The dude, they hired some black guy to run around in the hood and basically sell R. Kelly sex tape. But soon as you purchase this sex tape, they arrest your ass for child pornography. Now, this guy was giving mad deals. He was telling me, I'll give you the DVD you want and throw it in for free. And you mean to tell me, this is about to get real cussy because, look, I can't keep my mouth. Sometimes when it comes down to setups, sometimes I can't hold my cussing. So, look, if it comes out, it comes out. I'm pre-warning you now. So they threw the guy on the floor. They threw him on the ground. My man's looking at him like he don't know what's happening. I'm looking straight at him like, dog, for real? That could have just been me. He ain't looking at nobody, but it's like he see me looking at him. He lock eyes with me real quick, but he ain't looking at me no more. So I'm like, I really want to blow this nigga shit out. I'm going to just tell you that. I want to punch this man in the face so hard it made no sense. Another thing about it. Why would you set up somebody to put child pornography on their personal record? Basically, you setting people up for the failure of life. I feel so sorry for that guy that was just pinned down on that ground. And my thing is this, as a police officer, who, like, I'll quit my job. I'm like, oh yeah, what we doing today? Oh, you mean to tell me? We're about to go around the corner, and if a guy purchased the R. Kelly sex tape that you got for sale for the cheap, okay, we're going to prosecute him, put him in jail, throw him in there, throw away the key, and when he get out in a couple years, yeah, we're going to tell people, like, yeah, he's a nasty person. He's disgusting. Now, look, let me tell you this real quick. This country needs to change certain laws, period. Anybody, celebrity or not, is always a victim of, you can go to jail for any type of anything. There's a thing called e-bomb. Hackers know about the e-bomb because what it does is if I send an email to you, I make it real noticeable, real pretty and everything else. Hey, such, and give you a little information. You click this information automatically. When you click this little small link, it automatically loads up without your knowing all types of pornography or whatever I have on you, anything. If the police bust into the door, like, and say, we got to confiscate this computer. When they confiscate your computer, you basically a child pornography. That's if you want to do that, that's for somebody you really, really hate. But what I'm saying is this. Sometimes I'm not giving the people with child pornography a pass. No, I'm not. But sometimes, in certain situations, do you really think some of these celebrities did what they did? Now, R. Kelly, yeah, it's too many things. That boy is guilty of sin. But a lot of other people, it's kind of crazy how people would talk about this, but nobody would talk about. I'm going to give you a thing to look up. It's called a group called NAMBLA. South Park released their video about NAMBLA a long time ago, and it was like, ooh, NAMBLA still around? Let me tell you why NAMBLA still around. NAMBLA is full of rich people. Oh, they rich as hell. Now look, if I'm just saying, this is my whole thing. If you catch one, go get the other ones. Don't just say this one because this one in your eyesight right now, or a Lifetime did a story on it and everybody watching it. No, Let's talk. Lifetime, do a story on NAMBLA next week or next month or next 6 months or whatever. Then after that, then I would justify the R. Kelly thing. But until then, it's like, damn. Y'all just not getting on some 25 years of R. Kelly? And I don't even want to go on the Bill Cosby situation. Come on, man. That shit was so long ago. My memory could barely tell me what I did 10 years ago. How the hell I was 50-something years ago? Over 25 years ago? Come on, man. But everybody look at Bill Cosby like he was an enemy because the media slandered him as the enemy. But back onto my conversation about my crazy
feeling like a change of heart.
My crazy situation about the jail thing. Sometimes I go off the topic a little bit. That's because we're having general conversation, even though it's my podcast. Second time I seen someone get prosecuted like this was me, two friends went to the gas station, right? Now, it's after the club. This is the craziest situation. A lot of people don't know nothing about these police traps because they don't live in the hood. See, when you say a black person do it sometimes, a lot of times, it's like, oh, he did it. That's it. Throw away the key. That's it. Now, after the club, 2:45 a.m., a lot of people go to the gas station. And that's exactly what we did. Three friends went to the gas station. As we go to the gas station, what do we see in the pink dress with the biggest booty I ever seen in my life? I'm sorry, she had, man, this girl was strapped like an armor guard. I swear, this, what I mean by strap is she got legs, thighs, hips, little bitty waist, and she was beautiful. And you know what I'm saying? And it was just looking like, it almost looked like, girl, you ain't go to no club. You look like you just got out the house. Like, you don't got a speck of dust on you. Not a drink, a drop of somebody leftover drink on you. Nothing. Now, when she was there and she was at a payphone, everybody and their mama got cell phones. Why you don't got your, what you call it? So she looked like she's in distress, right? So lady in distress and, she had a payphone, and we come talk to her like, hey, what's going on? So my homeboy that was driving, he really, oh man, he all over. Hey baby, what's going on? Hey, you all right? Yeah. She like, nah, I need to use my phone and all this other stuff. And as she talking, she all friendly. She like, hey baby, and everything else. But she started telling us, no, she need to use somebody's phone and she need a ride and all this other stuff. And not only did she need a ride, she want to ride. Y'all got a spot? We like, hell yeah. Hold on, baby. Hold on. We go, this and that. Because my homeboy in the passenger seat, like, no, dog, something just seemed weird. Why she so eager to jump in our car and all these dudes trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's like a dude trying to jump in front, like another guy trying to holler at her. Then she talking to us and she's just friendly to everybody. It's like, dog, something about that. Now, we had to back because the gas station was a little packed. We had to back up and kind of shift and get some gas and stuff. So as we bagging up, shifting and getting some gas. So another car pull up and they talking and everything. And next thing you know, she like, yeah, basically, I need a ride and all this other stuff. She jumps in my man's car. Now, at first, I didn't know I knew this guy. She jump in my man's car. That's all you see is she jump in the car. They pull around the corner. That's it. Now, couple weeks later, I'm over a friend's house and I see the guy. Now they cousins. I'm like, oh, what's going on, love? So we get to talking, and as we talking, he get to talking about one day at the gas station on Jefferson. Baby girl in this pink with his fat ass. That's exactly what he said. With his fat ass, like, man, she was cold. She was talking about she needed a ride, and she just basically jumped in my car. I'm like, dang, baby girl. Like, I don't even know this little thing. And I'm like, phew. So I'm like, you need a ride, and you need to use my phone? Huh, you can use my phone right now. I'm going to pull around the corner. As he said, I'm going to pull around the corner. Guess what pulled around the corner with him? Undercover police cars. Guess what? It was a hooker sting. After the club, on a Saturday at a gas station knowing it's going to be busy. You mean to tell me you half these dudes is drunk? Ain't, you know what I'm saying? Some of them going home with something, some of them not. This girl look like she in distress. She talking about she just needs some help with, I need some help with this and that, that and this. And he like, dang, she just jumped in the car. So basically, it's a big fuck you to the police. I'm sorry, bro. Come on, man. Seriously? Y'all set this up like this? After 2 o'clock in the morning? 2:45? That's still time people go parking lot pimping. And then after that, they go to the gas station or do what they need to do. Go to Coney Island and they go home. A lot of times they go with a friend home. Maybe they got a little shorty at the end of the night. Whatever. But the whole point is, how do you sleep at night setting people up to go to jail, pay citations, pay tickets, and everything else, knowing that it's really not their fault? It's your fault. You set it up. As a female, too. Now, this is what I was saying about the whole R. Kelly. Let's add all the stories together. As, let's just say, Lifetime is the police officer. These women are the women, the girl that was in the pink dress. R. Kelly is R. Kelly. He can't play anyone else. And I'm not saying R. Kelly a victim. No. I'm saying R. Kelly is still the predator in this situation. But what I'm saying is, you can't believe 100% of only one side of the story. If, as my homeboy, he would, let's just say he's R. Kelly, and he would have been playing that trial real quick. All right, he going to trial. Because we only see one side of the story, we automatically, he's convicted as guilty. The same thing about the whole Aaliyah thing. I'm from Detroit. I met Aaliyah before she even got on. And that's it. Like, I didn't know her too much, but I was young. She was a little older than me, but I was super young. And she used to live, was at a party off Linwood, and basically it was kind of like at my house upstairs from my house. But that's it. I don't know Aaliyah. I never met her after that. And it's like, okay, cool. But even Aaliyah is gone right now, and I still feel, you know what I'm saying, bad about the whole situation with R. Kelly and Aaliyah. And still, everybody know that story. Why didn't no one get the boy some help then? Like, bro, like, seriously, certain things was a call for help. If we can get him help instead of trying to just throw him in jail. Jail is not help, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm even say this. I don't believe nothing that Trump doing. I think Trump needs so much help, it makes no sense. It's ridiculous. But he had an age that you can't help him. That's it. He had an age, you know, no matter what. If you use it, hold on, you're rich for one. Then you cheat people for two. Then you say, yeah, the way I cheated you, it was so great that you should respect it. Hold on, what? And then he will walk away. Like, if this ain't the biggest pimp ever, I don't know. Then I'm guaranteed Trump and R. Kelly probably got the similar cases going on, if you really want to know. Nah, if you're a Trump fan, hey, whatever, that's cool. Whatever, you have your own opinion. But one thing you can say is, you know, the world is a little messed up, and we could have dealt without Trump being president, at least for another 800 years, at least. Something. When they got robots to do mostly all the work. So, this has been your boy, DJ Fluff. DJ Fluff 313. I just definitely had to come and announce y'all with, how did I almost go to jail for R. Kelly? This was a while ago. I just had to hit you with it. Thank you. I'm definitely working on some new stuff, new material. Not mostly podcast material, but mostly some new songs, new background music and stuff like that. It'd be cool. Oh, look, hold on. I think I can play one. Look at this. Let's do it. I'm finally at my studio and I can finally play a little tune or two. Look at that. So I just did this one. I don't know why I called it what it called it, but let's turn it down so you can hear it. You are from Snow. We're having soft tacos later. That's my text message. Don't pay attention to that part. Just some background music for Anthem, the video game. It's pretty cool. I like it. And I'm gonna give you the strings. Oh, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. It just get a little wicked and some drummy and yeah, it's cool. I like it. I definitely have to raise some beats and tones and stuff up. And then after that, I'm pretty much done. This has been your boy DJ Fluff. Check me out on DJFluff313.com. Not YouTube no more. I figured out that YouTube is taking my videos down one by one. And please, oh man, if you know how to change this or something like that, please comment in the section below. But what is your topics on R. Kelly also? Favorite me. See you guys later. Love your boy DJ Fluff. I wear a computer head for a hobby.